and welcome to GCSE Further Math Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful topics in coordinate geometry, gradients and perpendicular lines. This is topic 3.3 in your OCR specification, and trust me, once you master this, you'll feel like you've unlocked a superpower in mathematics. Now I know what you're thinking. It's just lines on a graph, how hard can it be? But here's the thing. This topic is absolutely essential for your exam success. It appears in both foundation and higher tier papers, and examiners love to combine it with other topics like midpoints, equations of lines, and geometric proof. So let's make sure you're fully prepared. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the core concepts, work through some exam-style examples, and I'll share the most common mistakes I see students make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Ready? Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First up, what exactly is a gradient? The gradient measures the steepness of a line. It tells us how much the y value changes for every unit increase in x. The formula you absolutely must know is gradient equals y2 minus y1 divided by x juice minus x wong. Or, as I like to remember it, change in y over change in x. Rise over run. Now here's the first trap that catches students out every single year. The order matters. It's change in y over change in x, not change in x over change in y. I've marked hundreds of exam papers where candidates have flipped this fraction and lost marks immediately. So let me say it again. Gradient equals rise over run, vertical change over horizontal change. Let's try a quick example. If we have 2 points, say 1, 2, and 5, 8, what's the gradient? We calculate 8 minus 2, that's 6, divided by 5 minus 1, that's 4. So our gradient is 6 over 4, which simplifies to 3 over 2, or 1.5. That means for every 1 unit we move, right? We move 1.5 units up. Simple, right? But wait, there's another common mistake here. What if your line equation is given as something like 2y equals 4x plus 3? Can you just read the gradient as 4? No, you must rearrange to y equals mx plus c form first. Divide everything by 2 and you get y equals 2x plus 1.5. Now you can see the gradient is 2, not 4. Examiners specifically look for this error, so always rearrange first. Now let's talk about parallel lines. This is beautifully simple. Parallel lines have the same gradient. That's it. If one line has gradient 3, any line parallel to it also has gradient 3. Easy marks in the exam if you remember this. But perpendicular lines? This is where it gets really interesting and where the marks start adding up. Two lines are perpendicular if they meet at a right angle 90 degrees. And here's the mathematical relationship you must memorize. If two lines are perpendicular, the product of their gradients equals negative 1. Written mathematically, m1 times m2 equals negative 1. What does this mean in practice? It means if one line has gradient 2, a perpendicular line has gradient negative 1/2. If one line has gradient 3, the perpendicular has gradient negative 1/3. Notice the pattern? You flip the fraction and change the sign. This is called the negative reciprocal. Let me give you the examiner's perspective here. When marking perpendicular line questions, we award a method mark just for stating or using this relationship. So even if you make an arithmetic error later, you can still earn marks by showing you know m perpendicular equals negative 1 over m. Here's a classic exam question structure. Find the equation of the line perpendicular to y equals 2x plus 3, passing through the point 4, 5. Let's break this down into steps, and this is exactly how examiners want to see you're working. Step 1, identify the gradient of the given line. That's 2. Step 2, find the perpendicular gradient using the negative reciprocal. That's negative 1/2. Step 3, use the point slope form. We know the line passes through 4, 5 with gradient negative 1/2. So we write y minus 5 equals negative 1/2 times x minus 4. Step 4, rearrange to the required form. Multiply out, y minus 5 equals negative 1/2 x plus 2. Then y equals negative 1/2 x plus 7. Each of those steps can earn you a mark. This is why showing your method is so crucial in further maths. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic typically appears in 4 to 6 mark questions, which means you should be spending about 5 to 7 minutes on them. Don't rush. These questions reward careful, methodical working. The biggest mistake I see? Arithmetic errors with negative coordinates. If you're finding the gradient between negative 2, 3 and 4, negative 1, you need to calculate Negative 1 minus 3, that's negative 4, divided by 4 minus negative 2, that's 4 minus negative 2 equals 6. So the gradient is negative 4 over 6, which simplifies to negative 2 over 3. Students often forget that subtracting a negative number means adding, and they lose marks. Second common mistake, perpendicular bisector questions. These combine three skills, finding the midpoint, finding the gradient, then finding the perpendicular gradient. You must do all three steps. If the question asks for a perpendicular bisector, don't just find the perpendicular line through one of the endpoints. You need the midpoint first. Third mistake, not reading the command word carefully. If the question says, give your answer in the form AX plus B plus C equals 0, where A, B, and C are integers, you must eliminate all fractions. Multiply through by the denominator. This final accuracy mark is often lost because candidates leave their answer as y equals negative 1/2 x plus 3 when the question demanded integer coefficients. Quick fire recall quiz, 1 minute. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Question 1. What's the formula for gradient? It's y2 minus y1 over x2's minus x1. Question 2. If a line has gradient 4, what's the gradient of a parallel line? Also 4. Question 3. If a line has gradient 4, what's the gradient of a perpendicular line? Negative 1/4. Question 4. What's the product of the gradients of two perpendicular lines? Negative 1. Question 5. Before finding a gradient from an equation like 3y equals 6x plus 9, what must you do first? Rearrange to y equals mx plus c form by dividing by 3. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. So let's recap what we've covered today. Gradients measure steepness using change in y over change in x. Parallel lines share the same gradient. Perpendicular lines have gradients whose product is negative 1 or more. Simply, you flip the fraction and change the sign. When tackling exam questions, always show your method step by step. Rearrange equations to y equals mx plus c before identifying gradients. Watch out for negative coordinates in your arithmetic, and always check the command word to see what form your final answer needs to be in. This topic is worth mastering because it appears across the specification in geometric proof, in circle theorems, in problem-solving contexts. Get this right, and you're setting yourself up for success. Thanks for listening to GCSE Further Math Essentials. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision.